The people of Maldives say the sea brings life to their country, but scientists say it could one day take it away. The nation, which is made up of more than 1,000 small islands in the Indian Ocean, is the lowest lying in the world, with an average ground level of just 1.5 meters above water. If current global warming trends continue, experts predict the country could be completely submerged by rising sea levels in about a century's time. Assistant Director at the Maldives Environment Protection Agency, Ibrahim Mohammed, says warning signs are beginning to surface.
We have been receiving reports of island erosion since 2005, I would say. We have something like about 80% of the inhabited islands reporting coastal erosion.
Maldives leaders hope the climate change conference in Copenhagen will help reverse the trend. Thousands of delegates from nearly 200 countries will take part in the event that begins Monday. Their aim is to construct an agreement for controlling greenhouse gas emissions that lead to rising temperatures. Maldives Vice President Mohamed Wahid Hassan says participants will be in a position to save his country.
We wish that they would come with a legally binding treaty with levels of ambition that will save Maldives. This is our wish. Do we expect this to happen? We are not sure. We have a feeling that we may not be able to achieve this now.
Like Wahid, most world leaders have given up hope that a legal agreement imposing tough carbon caps can be reached in Copenhagen. Instead, they say a politically binding pact with specific commitments by countries is more realistic. A major point of contention in reaching an accord is deciding on how to balance the responsibilities of developed and developing countries. For years, industrialized nations have enjoyed modern comforts while polluting the atmosphere, and it's been agreed that they should be held more accountable for reducing the world's CO2 levels. Meanwhile, the two largest countries, China and India, are becoming more developed, and Beijing argues its emissions requirements should be more lax as it tries to catch up with the West. But others disagree. They say if China and India are allowed to have reduced regulations, global climate change would accelerate at a significantly quicker pace. As the debate continues, Maldives waits on the sidelines. Vice President Wahid says the nation's looked into buying land in other countries in case its citizens are eventually forced to move abroad, but he says the world must take action before that happens.
We have a right to survive like everybody else. You know, nobody who lives in somewhere else in the world has the right to decide for us what our future is going to be. And that is why it is so unjust.
Malé resident Aminath Abdulbari, who is just 16, says she doesn't know what to expect for the future. But she says the situation she and her compatriots are in isn't fair.
We are simple Maldivians. We are not damaging the world. We are not damaging our nation. But because of some things, the so-called superpowers like the USA, like the Russia, like the China do, we are suffering. And they need to think about it, they need to consider that there are little people who need their help right now. We need them to stop their actions.
Tuesday, the Scientific Committee on Antarctic Research announced melting ice on the continent could add to rising global sea levels. It's believed waters could climb by 1.4 meters by 2100 unless measures to reduce pollution are taken. In an effort to make sure the prediction doesn't turn into a reality, Maldives has pledged to become the world's first carbon-neutral nation. President Mohamed Nasheed is to reinforce that promise when he leads the country's delegation in Copenhagen. Philip Walter Wellman for VOA News, Malé.